and other people's radio shows, Jim Rome.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, and he's not putting on his fake voice when I walk by there.
Oh, really?
During break.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Listen, let me tell you something about him. I guarantee you that if you knew that guy, that would be one of the sorriest SOBs on God's green earth. I guarantee you. The friendly ones. I guarantee you there would be nothing but journeyman sorriness coming down from that guy.
I wish you could get in there and talk to Tom Tolbert. He's the guy over there with the red bandana.
Yeah, go up there and just try to get in on that conversation.
You want to talk to Jim Rome? He's getting up.
No,
I don't want to talk to Jim
Rome. Come on, Gregor. You love him.
I mean, I like him. He's okay.
All right, which guy am I going for here?
The red bandana. Okay.
Yeah,
the guy with the red bandana.
His name's Tom Tolbert.
Yeah. Ask him why he always had such a goofy haircut when he played in the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking to these people.
No,
okay, him and Jim Rome are hugging right now.
Gordo, go up and pretend like that you think he's a football player. Yeah,
because he's an ex-basketball player.
Yeah, ask him if he...
the green warm-up jacket? I'll go ask this other guy. I'll wait till this guy in the bandana is finished talking with Jim Rome.
Yeah, wait till that lick fest.
Hey, what team do you play for?
Huh?
What team do you play for?
Oh, I don't play. I'm just up here with a player.
Oh, which player?
Charles Messi.
Oh, really? I thought you were a lineman for someone.
Oh, no, not me.
Nah, I'm teasing with you. You're only how tall? About 5'6"?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll let you go ahead and handle up on your business here.
Right. Ask him, what's he doing, Gordo? I mean, is he like drinking or something? I mean,
No, he's just getting a Coke.
Is he like Charles Mincy's handler, or what is he exactly?
Oh, no, you want to ask him?
Yeah.
Ask him if you're Charles's handler, right?
Yeah.
Is he in his entourage?
I run the show.
You're not in his entourage, are you?
No, not his entourage. I'm the man. I run his public relations.
Does he have an entourage?
Well, then how come we've never heard of him if he runs his PR?
Why does he need public relations?
Yeah, so why does
he need
public relations?
See, because the people around, you know, they try to run up on him and stuff. You know, I have to keep him off. They have to talk to me first.
So you're a bouncer.
You're kind of like a bouncer.
Yeah, a little something, but he bigger than me, but, you know.
Yeah, so how does that work?
The bigger mouth.
are you just a guy? Are you like a cousin of his that he promised you a job at one time, or?
No, I'm just a friend. Just his friend.
Ask him if he's a PR guy, Gordo.
In the off season when he comes.
Then
back,
why have we never heard of this guy?
So,
all right, the guys back at the station want to know if you're such a big PR guy. Why haven't we ever heard of you?
You never heard of me?
No,
we never heard of Charles Mincy.
See, I got cities named after my name, Lafayette.
No,
cities named after...
Oh, you're French.
Yeah, I'm French.
And you ever heard of Gerard Moncure?
No, I ain't never heard of him.
Okay. All right, thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, which guy? Black Oakley hat turn. Oh, okay.
Same.
All right, he's doing an interview right now.
Do I need to kick an extra point?
Yeah, you do need to kick an extra point.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it then. 3:23 on Sports Radio Rises, who are walking around here, and we don't know who they are exactly. I mean, we've already heard from the great Robert Porche, the Detroit Lions great. We've already heard from Charles Mincy.
Who is he?
I couldn't tell you. Is he a Yuccaneer? Okay. Well, no wonder we wouldn't know who he is. Now, there's another guy over there that's up there talking to some people, and we're going to send the great Gordo over there to see if we can find out exactly who this is.
I'm just going to go cover it, and let's just hear what they're talking about.
Okay. I mean, who are those guys he's talking about? Are they like friends of
his
or spares or what?
Scribes, probably.
Well, Dallas. So,
Gordo, you know, the guy to your right?
It's just,
his name's Reggie. Ask him who he is.
We're getting there slowly, but I'll tell you what, when we get there, it's going to be something special.
Now, you play the Packers, and obviously we've chronicled the Karen. We'll let you go in a second. This game, a lot of people, I think, are afraid to talk about it almost because the Packers have looked so dominant.
That's a hard-hitting question, Ron.
A pretty good shot here? Or
it's very hard-hitting.
I think they have a shot. If they're able to get out there, get Terrell Davis going early, I think that will be a key. If they're able to run the ball on the Packers, keep their offense off the field, eat up time possession, they got a very good chance to win the football game.
Generic answer.
We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry. He said he'd see me.
I know who that is.
Who is it?
I think it's Hardy Nickerson.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. It was because that guy just said, Hardy Nickerson, thank you. Right before they carted him off to another radio station.
Oh,
I got edged out.
Mm.
Where?
All right. In the black shirt? Man, he looks like Larry Gatlin, doesn't he?
Yeah, unless they had Larry Gatlin in here.
All right, go in there and find out who that is, Gordo.
I think he's just a scribe, Gordo.
Well, he's not wearing a media badge.
No, he's somebody. He's somebody. Go over there and find out who that is, Gordo.
You think so?
Yeah, he's definitely somebody. See, he's sitting down there at the WEEI table.
I don't know who he is. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I'll see if Greg Gordo can get in on this.
Yeah. Gordo's going to ask you, excuse me, who are you?
I've set up for him, but he's going to come back tomorrow and do some more.
I mean, who is he?
Jack Youngblood.
Who?
Jack Youngblood.
Oh, okay, Jack Youngblood.
Oh, great, Jack Youngblood.
The famous skeet shooter. What does that go to hell with?
Oh, boy.
Well, that does not
look like...
He has got to be...
Boy, did you see that producer shoot me that go-to-hell look?
God almighty, that is the most tense moment we've had out here.
He has to be 75 pounds under his playing weight.
One more.
At least.
Neck in a blazer.
I've done that before.
Yeah,
he just looks like he's a spare cat.
I think he is just a spare.
All right. Ask him if it's sunny in here.
Let's find out anyway. I mean, anybody who's walking around here with sunglasses has to be shaken down.
Exactly. One of the two.
All right.
Well, there are a lot of people.
Boy, this is the far end of the room, Ken.
There is at least twice as many people as there was yesterday.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more than there were yesterday.
Gordon Keith with the ticket in Dallas. Are you someone famous?
No, I'm not.
Who are you?
Ron Kreis from Atlanta, Georgia.
What do you do?
I'm retired.
Oh, really?
Ask him what he did do.
What did you do?
How did he get in here?
I was the CEO of a company called CTI Resources.
Oh, really? Are you so you're rich?
No.
You one of the corporate guys here?
Yeah.
Really? Did you just come back from an eye exam?
No.
I'm just wondering, you're wearing sunglasses inside, which made me think you were famous.
Ask him if I thought the sun was out.
Ask him if he doesn't have anything better to do, Gordo, than hang around with a bunch of spare media people.
Yeah. Well, how come a big, rich guy like you doesn't have anything better to do than just hang around with a bunch of spare media people?
Well, I'll tell you, I just... like hanging. No, really, my buddy's Jerry Glanville, and Jerry and I are, you know, I'm waiting for him to get done so we can go have lunch.
You're Jerry's bag man, aren't you?
Yeah, bag man.
Ask him this right here. Ask him why Jerry Glanville wasted a good pair of Wranglers and had his little insignia stenciled on them.
Did you know Jerry Glanville has a pair of Wranglers with his insignia stenciled on them?
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Why did he do that?
It's Glanville Motorsports.
Yeah, but it's Wranglers. Yeah, it's not like
NASCAR
it's his own brand.
So he's just, you know, naturally, the NASCAR people do shirts, jackets, pants, whatever. And
but usually on their own brand, not on another brand.
Is he looking to come out with his own brand, and right now he's having to do a hybrid with Wrangler?
No. It's just for, you know, his own particular use. So.
Is that his real hair?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a piece, isn't it?
No, hell no. That's his real hair.
Really? Would you say that he's built more like a gnome or a leprechaun? And those are your only two choices.
A leprechaun.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Now stay back in that part of the room, Gordo. We got some business for you to handle up on back there in a little
bit.
Okay. 331.
Empty place for the man.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah.